Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners who are tuned to Trade Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program. Yes, the quiz program, alhamdulillah, today being the 3rd of July 2016. And tonight is our last quiz. I think tonight is going to be our last quiz, Brother Salim. And tonight, inshallah al-Aziz, after the Isha Salah, after Tarawih Namaz, we're going to be having the weekly finals. And yes, inshallah, the winners go to the grand finale taking place on the night before Eid, subhanAllah, for contesting for the thousands of rands that's going to be given away on Radio Islam International the night before Eid. All right, dear listeners, the lines are open for tonight's quiz. Number to call, 011. It's a best of three quiz on Radio Islam International. 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. And yes, we're waiting for the calls and the participants to come through, inshallah. We've just returned from Soweto, alhamdulillah. Great atmosphere it was there, as you know, meeting our brothers for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Beautiful masjid out there in Orlando, in Soweto. And it's a beautiful area as well, subhanAllah. You know, you can see the people are so dedicated to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jesus. And we were talking about the ta'aleem as well there. You know, in approximately there were say 30 people that set that came for the Asr Salah, and mashallah, all 30 people set for the ta'aleem taking place for approximately 10 minutes. It's been a remarkable experience, alhamdulillah. Brothers we met there, Genesis, you can see the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you can see the worry and the concern they have for the local community. Yes, for those of us who do not know where Orlando is, we just came back from there. It's a township in the urban area of Soweto. And like I said earlier, it is the most densely populated area of South Africa. And this township was found in the year 1931. And, you know, in our history, some of the most dramatic clashes between the South African police and the anti-apartheid traitors took place out in Orlando West. And this even includes the Soweto uprising, where 12-year-old Hector Peterson was killed. And the Hector Peterson Memorial Museum was established in Orlando West to commemorate the events. And in the surroundings of the Orlando, there is a museum, which is a house where Nelson Mandela lived for many, many years while he practiced law. And the house now hosts the Mandela Family Museum. And here, listeners, we find that it's a very, very interesting area. And yes, much da'wat needs to be taking place there, inshallah al-Aziz. And I spoke to the brothers out there, mashallah, very, very determined community and, you know, very, very promising community, subhanAllah. As we were going through, like I said, your listeners, coming back from Orlando, Soweto as well, you could see the missionaries working around there. Let's not forget our brothers out there, your listeners. That's like we said earlier, one of the brothers' messages was, let us bring the da'wah in our lives, let us go door to door, inshallah, inviting everybody to the oneness and the greatness of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right, dear listeners, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock, we're waiting for the contestants to come through. Number to call for the quiz tonight, the last quiz, dear listeners, the last quiz for the month of Ramadan. Then tonight, after Isha Salah, after Tarawih Namaz, we're going to be having the weekly finals. And inshallah, the night before Eid is going to be the grand finale. So again, tonight is, we had this morning, our last pledge for the month of Ramadan. Jazakallah to all the contributors, mashallah. We reached our target today, alhamdulillah. Allah give you barakat, Allah give us all of the best, inshallah, in dunya, qabr, and akhirah. Alright, we take a break, Brother Salim, so says the engineer. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the contestants. Don't go away. Alright, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, listeners, welcome back. And I think we have some technical problems. We're just trying to sort that out. All right, we have our three contestants on the line. Molly Swapes up. Let's welcome our three contestants. We'd like to welcome you first, my brother. You come half an hour late, Brother Salim. Molana Swaib comes 40 minutes late. Then he goes to the bathroom for another 10 minutes. Then he's chewing samosas. Then he's looking for papers. 1 hour gone already, Brother Salim. Molana Swaib, are you done? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my good friend.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Molana Kara. What special dish you had in Soweto that gave you so much energy? Tell us what was what you had for iftar there.
We had pop and steak, and to be honest, when it swipes up on the way, I had bacon bites and coke.
That's what gave you energy.
Alright, Jazakumullah. Mari Saib Saab, you know, you're looking, there's chutney on your jacket, there's haleem on your beard, there's some mints on your kurta. Looks like you jumped in the boat today, my brother. Anyway, clean yourself up before the Tarawih Namaz.
Like, I was listening to your people's program, you say normally on Fridays and on Sundays, Rosa gets you. So similar was my condition also. Today Rosa got me and I had to chow like this one.
Alright, Brother Salim, are you ready? Salim, you're smiling like you just got married after Asr, you know. Okay, Allah keep us smiling for always, Brother Salim. All right, our three contestants, Malik Shaib, are you ready, my brother?
Inshallah, let's ask the contestant if they're ready.
Okay, Abdul Amin, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, Mawlana, nice to hear you in Soweto.
Oh, gee, Jazakallah.
Huh?
Jazakallah. Line number two, we have a males, Brother Hussein. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, good brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Let me say, if there's something wrong with my earphones, I cannot hear so properly, yeah? I don't know what is happening.
It's not the earphones, Malana, it's the age.
It's the age, it's the ears.
Yeah.
It's the wax in the ears, possibly.
The ears are giving up, brother.
Ears are giving up, gee. All right. Hussein, are you there, my brother? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Malana.
Jazakumullah. All right, a lot of sounds coming through, but I'm going to try. Line number three, Sister Fatima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fatima, are you there? Fatima, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You can giggle after 7 o'clock, but now we're making salam to your band. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Sister, anonymous sister, line number 3, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brother Salim? Did you get through to the right person, my brother?
Let's just speak to whoever is on the line number 3, Morana.
Let's take...
Okay. I'm one.
Who's on the line number 3? We have Abdul Amin and we have...
Abdul Hamid.
Okay. Abdul Hamid, mashallah. And we have Brother Hussein on line number 2. And who's the third contestant? May we ask? All right, Brother Salim is trying to get hold of the third contestant again, inshallah. I don't know what happened. Somebody, I think, just dropped the line there. We're going to continue, inshallah, Malik Shaib. Abdul Hamid, are you ready, brother?
Inshallah,
gee. In the last few years on the Ramadan quiz, have you won anything, my brother? Anything, maybe a CD, stock suite, 10 rands, whatever. Did you win something, my brother? I know the voice. You've been calling for the last many years, mashallah.
Unfortunately, nothing.
Oh, nothing. Maybe tonight, inshallah, is your lucky night.
Inshallah,
I can just smell you're going to get a good mark today. Jazakallah. All the luck. Okay, Abdul Hamid.
Amin.
Okay. Hussein, are you there?
Yes,
don't run away, my brother. Line number 3, we have our contestant. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay. Can you hear us now, sister?
Huh?
I say, can you hear us now?
Gee, we can hear you.
What happened earlier, sister?
We couldn't hear you.
Oh, you couldn't hear us.
They said that must cut the call.
They said must cut the call.
Gee.
All right, anyway. Abdul Hamid, are you ready, my brother?
Inshallah, gee.
Okay, my brother. What is your category?
Let's take the stories of the Amiyas.
Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to ask you the question, my brother. Are you ready? Tonight is the last
I'm ready to.
You are ready. Sorry?
You must give me the question, I'll answer.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't have the paper in front of me. I wish I had, then I could have given you the answer.
Okay, my brother. Malik Shaib, are you ready?
Send me through to yourself.
Malik Shaib, are you ready?
Yes, ready, Malana.
MashaAllah, a lot of interferences here. I don't know, but let's inshallah continue. Multiple choice question, Abdul Hamid. Here goes the question, my brother. How many Anbiya alayhi salam were there between Zakariya alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam? One, none, two, one, three, two, or four, none of the above. One, two, three, or four?
None of the above.
Which above?
None of the above.
Okay, but what was the above?
One, then he said four.
But what was the question, my brother? You said none of the above, but what was the above?
Which Anbiya, how many Anbiyas were there between Zakariya and Isa?
Oh, yes, my man. MashaAllah, you paid attention, you answered correctly. First point comes to you, Abdul Hamid. I told you, I can smell you're going to win tonight. Okay, no. Brother Hussein, are you ready? Okay, Mali Swahib's going to ask you the question.
Which category, Brother Hussein?
From Quran, inshallah.
Where are you calling from, Hussein?
From what bank?
Oh, what bank, mashallah. All the luck. Can you say it, Sam? Can you get down to the question, brother, please?
Gee, are you ready, brother Hussein from what bank?
He's ready. He's waiting for you.
Okay, there's multiple choice questions. Either one, two, or three. Okay. How many surahs of the Quran commences with Qul? Is it number one, three, number two, five, or number three, seven?
Seven.
Seven is your answer. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Nanakara, the correct answer, tell us.
Jazakallah for trying, my brother. And unfortunately, the answer was incorrect. But Jazakallah for trying, okay? MashaAllah. The answer is five, Mali Swahib. You asked me, gee, the answer is five. How many surahs of the Quran Kareem commence with Qul? It is five, okay? Jazakallah. Fatima, are you there?
Gee.
Don't cut the call now, sister.
Gee.
Okay, please. What is your category?
Studies of the Anbiya.
MashaAllah. Which part of Durban are you calling from?
Overport.
Oh, I was right, Mali Swahib.
How you know?
I could just make our G. Jazakallah, sister, Overport. MashaAllah, we had some contributors this morning from Overport, Mali Swahib.
MashaAllah, that's where our studios are.
Yeah, MashaAllah, opposite Masjid Hilal. Jazakallah. Have you seen the studios of Radio Islam there in Overport, Abba?
Yes.
You have seen it?
Yes.
And what do you think of it?
Very good.
Okay, very good. Jazakallah.
Give her points just for that.
Okay, we'll give her some points for that. And let's see how very good you can answer the questions also, Ben. What is your category, Abba?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam. MashaAllah. Here goes your question, Abba. Was Isa, alayhi salam, alive when the Banu Israel murdered Yahya, alayhi salam?
Yes.
Don't say yes, G, sister. Say rather G. Okay?
G.
G, Jazakallah. G, one correct answer, mashallah. Yes and no, we leave for the Westerners, Mali Swahib. So we say G. Okay?
G.
Jazakumullah. G. 1 point coming up your way, Appa. Well done. Jazakumullah. From Overport. G. Abdul Hamid, are you ready, my brother?
G.
All right, it's one. Sorry.
Let's take the Islamic history.
Let's take Islamic history, my brother. Okay, are you ready?
Inshallah.
Okay, here goes your question. In which Khalifa's reign did the first ever Muslim attack on Constantinople take place? Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, or Hazrat Muawiyah, radiallahu anhum?
The first one.
What was the first one?
Umar.
No, my brother, it's not Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. It is Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Oh.
Okay, my brother. Sorry for that, G. Hussein, here goes your question, Mali Swahib.
Which category are you choosing, Hussein?
Quran again, inshallah.
Quran, you're going to choose soccer today.
After Ramadan, inshallah.
Okay.
It's multiple choice question again, Hussein. The question is, which surah did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which surah did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say was the Redeemer? Number one, Yasin. Number two, Suratul Mulk. Or number three, Suratul Ikhlas? Suratul Mulk. MashaAllah, that is the correct answer. Hussein, that's your first point for this evening.
Okay, Hussein.
Yes.
Your first point, mashallah. How you feel? Excited? Happy? How you feel, Hussein?
Excited.
You're on top of the world, eh? Okay. Fatima, are you there from Overport, sister?
Yes.
Okay. What's your category, Appa?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Sorry?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Oh, Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay. Here goes your second question from that same category, Abba. What was the nationality of the person Musa alayhi salatu wasalam killed? Was he an Israeli or was he an Egyptian Coptic?
Coptic. Egyptian Coptic.
He was Egyptian Coptic. Okay, sister. Jazakumullah. Another point coming up your way, sister. Okay. He was not a cop. Not a cop, Abba. Not a cop. Cops are here in South Africa, Salim. He was an Egyptian Coptic Monday. So it's a big difference between Cop and Coptic. Okay?
Sure.
MashaAllah. 2 points coming up your way, sister.
Jazakallah.
Ameen. What is Swaib Sahab? Let's go further. Abdul Hamid, are you there?
Yes.
What is your category, politics. Brother?
Politics.
Politics. You like politics, eh?
Looks like nobody likes it.
Yeah, nobody likes politics. Okay. Here goes your question. Simple, my brother.
Yes.
Who is the mayor of Port Elizabeth? Danny Jordan, Ibrahim Danny Rasool, or Helen Zella?
Danny Jordan.
Team. And the fourth choice was Mufti Musadi's papa. No. The mayor of Port Elizabeth is Danny Jordan. Danny Jordan is the correct answer. MashaAllah. Last time I think you answered politics very, very well as well. 2 points, Abdul Hamid. MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
Chi, let's go to contestant number two. Hussein, are you ready? Which category now?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, multiple choice as well. How many days after the incidents of the elephants did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth take place? Number one, was it 50? Number two, was it 70? Or number three, 80?
70.
You say 70, and what you say, Manakara?
I say not 70, Mali Sahib, sir.
50 is the correct answer, so no point for you there, Hussein.
Okay.
50. So how many days after the incident of the elephants did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed birth took place? It was 50 days.
So much may I, brother?
Okay.
Understood it well. Jazakumullah. Overport, auntie, are you there? Okay. What is your category now, auntie?
Stories of the Anbiya.
No, Appa, you can't go with stories of Anbiya alayhi salam whole night, Appa. You already
categories?
Sorry, Appa.
What are the categories?
What are the categories? Marine world, you can even choose, Appa. Talk about what is in Durban, Quran Kareem, Islamic history, general knowledge, and politics.
Islamic history.
Jazakumullah. Here goes your question, Appa. Are you ready? Okay. It's a simple question. Simple question, Mali Sahib. On which day of the week would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prefer embarking on journey? Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday?
Wednesday.
Appa, Wednesday.
Cheers.
No, Mali Sahib. It's not the correct answer, sister. It is Thursday. All right, sister.
Yes.
On which day of the week would Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prefer embarking on the journey? The correct answer is Thursday. Upper, apologies for that. Jazakallah, but still, Mali Sahib, she's got 2 points. Upper from Overport's got 2 points. Brother Hussein, how many points has Hussein got?
One. So far, Molana, who's...
That 1 point that brought him on top of the world. Yes, yes. That 1 point, Jee, mashallah. And the political brother, he's got two right.
Two right.
Okay.
And sister also has two
Sister's
right.
Sister's got two right from Overport, mashallah, Fatima. Abdul Hamid, are you ready now, my brother?
Jee.
All right, three questions gone, two to go, okay?
Inshallah.
What is your category now?
Let's take politics again.
Politics again. I must say, you got guts, brother. Here goes the question. What is the legislative capital of Southern Africa? Cape Town, Bloom, or Pretoria?
Okay, Bloom. Bloemfontein.
I can remember the joke when he says about Bloemfontein, about the Free State. You know, on the lighter side, nothing serious. They say it's so flat, you can see a dog run away for 3 days, you know. Very famous one. Anyway, what is the legislative capital of South Africa? Mali Sahib, sir, you tell us, my brother.
It's very obvious, my brother.
So what is the obvious answer, Mali Sahib?
It's not Bloemfontein.
Yes, it's not Bloemfontein. Very correct, Mali Sahib, sir. It is Pretoria. MashaAllah, the correct answer is Pretoria. So 4 questions done with, and Abdul Hamid has got 2, Mali Sahib.
That's correct, Malana.
Okay.
Let's move on to contestant number 2. Hussein, which category now?
Stories of Anbiya.
Okay. Stories of Anbiya. One more question from there. It's a multiple choice question. The question is, did Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother's lineage linked up with Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam or Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam?
Shu'aib alayhi salam.
Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, and unfortunately that is incorrect. The answer is Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Did Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother's lineage linked up with Sulaiman alayhi salam or Shu'aib alayhi salam? The correct answer is Monica Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam.
Jazakumullah wa nisa for that. Sister Fatima from Overport, are you there, Ben?
Yes.
Alright, you got 2 out of 3, right? Okay, sister?
Yes.
Alright, what's your category now, Ben?
Islamic history.
Islamic history again. Jazakumullah. Here goes your question, Apa. In total, how many books did Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi author? 33. Is the incorrect answer, Apa. Sorry for that. It's 23, Maurice Wade. Okay, Apa, it's 23 and not 33. Alright, JazakAllah, apologies. Ji, Abdul Hamid, are you there, my brother? The last question for tonight's quiz, and tonight, Malik Sahib Sahib, is our last final quiz for the month of Ramadan. After Isha or after Tarawih Namaz, we're going to be having the finals for the week. And inshallah, the night before Eid, we have the grand finale.
I'm sure you're going to miss this time, Malik Sahib.
Thousands of rands going to be given away, Malik Sahib Sahib.
I'm talking about the quiz every night after Maghrib.
I'm going to miss your company, brother. Ji, Abdul Hamid, are you there?
Ji, I'm here.
Okay, my brother.
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi. Okay. I think it's not a very difficult one, Abdul Hamid, not a very difficult one. Okay. Listen attentively, my brother. Which famous Nabi lived in the city of Ninwa?
Ninwa. No multiple choice.
No.
I'll say Hazrat Rasulullah. Nabi Salah.
No, my brother. Very far from the correct answer. Try again. Think again. I'm going to give you 7 minutes now.
Time is up, is it?
No. You take your time, my brother. Time is not up. We want an answer from you.
I'll say Ibrahim Assalam.
No. Another guess, my brother.
No, I will know, then.
Okay. It is Nabi. When you swipe, Sam?
Shu'aib alayhi salatu.
No, you said no. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Very correct, Nabi Shu'aib sahab. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, my brother. Okay. Abdul Hamid, JazakAllah, apologies for that, my brother. So, we asked you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions. You answered 2 correctly. Nabi Shu'aib, am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And Hussein, how many he's got right before you ask him the next question, Nabi Shu'aib?
Hussein has just one.
Okay.
So, which category now, Hussein?
Islamic history.
Islamic history, multiple choice question. Or rather, there is no multiple choice question in this one. It's a straightforward answer with regards to Salah. Which two namazes did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refer to as the two cool namazes?
Fajr and Asr.
Yeah.
Gee, it was within that.
MashaAllah, it was within the 7 seconds. Before Mani Sahib could say, out of the 7 seconds, I helped you, my brother. I said within 7 seconds. They owe me a Machacho's burger. Gee, Mani Sahib Sahib, so he's got 2 right.
Gee, so far 2 right.
Alright, so far we have Abdul Hamid with 2 points, Hussein's got 2 points, and Fatima, you are sitting with 2 points. But if Fatima answers the next one correctly, Fatima, you're going to be the winner, inshallah.
If not, then sudden death.
Between three?
All three of them, yes.
All three of them. First time we're having sudden death between three participants only, so Fatima, are you there, sister?
Yes.
Okay, you've got to answer this one correctly, inshallah. Then you're automatically the winner. And we're going to be talking to you after Isha as well, okay, Ben?
Inshallah.
Right, what is your category, sister?
Stories of the Anbiya.
No, stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Appa, you answered both questions correctly. You cannot ask from stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam nor Islamic history. You can we can ask you from Quran Kareem, general knowledge and politics.
Quran.
Okay, mashallah. Alright, I think Malik Sahib is a good choice, eh? It is simple, Appa, it's true or false. Okay. Hello?
Gee,
what is it, true or false?
What's the question?
Oh, sorry. True or false, Molly Swaib Saab? Here goes your question number. Apologies for that. True or false? The name of Surah Fatiha does not appear in any of its ayat.
True.
MashaAllah. Did I hear correctly, Molly Swaib Saab? She said true. True. She said false.
I think it was a problem with your hearing.
She said false.
Yeah. I said true.
No, she said true, Molly Swaib Saab.
You sure?
Something wrong with your hearing, my brother. Appa said true. You sure you said true, Appa?
She, no, she did say true, Molly.
Okay, mashallah, Appa, you are the winner. And 1,000 rands coming up your way. And mashallah, very, very well done. Sister from Overport, Fatima from Overport. You win 1,000 rands and you qualify for tonight's finals taking place after the Isha Salah. Brother Salim wants to know what you're going to do with the 1,000 rands, Appa.
I'm going to give it to my Appa.
Your Appa?
Yeah.
Okay. Ash, Molly Swaib Saab, lucky Appa they got her. All right, Jazakallah Appa, all the luck, inshallah, after Isha Salah tonight is going to be the weekly finals, okay? Jazakumullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hussein, are you there, my brother? My brother, sorry for that. You got two right. You were going okay. But unfortunately, always there is just one winner. All the luck, my brother. Jazakumullah. And we talk again soon, inshallah. Allah willing. Have a lovely Ramadan, few days, and enjoy your Eid, okay?
You too, also, inshallah.
Okay, my brother. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Abdul Hamid, my brother.
Yeah, Mawlana.
What are you going to do, Abdul Hamid?
I tried.
Alright, try again, inshallah, whenever we have another quiz, okay? But JazakAllah, always a pleasure talking to you, my brother. We look forward to talking to you. Nice talking to you.
Have a nice weekend. Good luck to all the contestants.
Ameen, ameen. JazakAllah, my brother. You have a lovely Eid. And remember us in your du'as as well, okay?
You too, and Mawlana Sahib, and all the listeners, and all the staff.
But it's like he's saying, if you won the 1,000 rands, would have given him something for Eid, you know?
I should have bought for him something, a jacket.
Yeah, his jacket is always messed up, you know. Jazakallah, brother Abdul Hamid. You take care, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalam.
After Isha Salah, inshallah, we have in the finals.
Yes, for the weekly finals, because last night was one of the odd nights, we did not have it last night. So inshallah, tonight at 10 p.m, that will be our weekly finals. And from there, one participant will be moving on to our overall finals. What's the prize? They will win overall finals, Molana?
Molana, there's lots of money. I can't even count so much. Lots and lots of money. We're going to be giving away dollars and euros and pounds and rands. Lots and lots of money to be given away.
No, it's better to say if you don't know something, say you don't know. Instead of making up things like that.
Inshallah, I think the winner's going to be more than 25,000 rands.
25,000 to be precise.
Runners up also, inshallah, getting a couple of good rands, Molly Swaib.
Gee, that's correct.
Jazakumullah. Please be early tonight, Molly Swaib. 10 o'clock sharp, we commence, inshallah. Allah willing.
Inshallah.
Jazakumullah. Yes, come here next, inshallah, to your listeners. You know, with China's massive 1.3 billion population, a home to 10 million Uyghurs. These are China's biggest ethnic Muslim minority. But however, in recent years, we find that they have been subject to persecution by the communist government in Beijing. And inshallah, coming up next, something very, very interesting. It's a documentary filed by Radio Islam's Muhammad Amin Tavelia, focusing on the plight of our Chinese brothers and sisters. Keep on listening, inshallah, and continue your du'as. 6:39 p.m. Ali Swaib.
Mawlana, we have one mayat announcement. The mayat announcement of Marhuma Zainab, the wife of Suhail Karodia, will leave from 114 Anson Street, Robertsham, at 9:30 p.m. Janaza Salah will be thereafter, proceeding to the Avalon Qabristan. That is the mayat announcement of Zainab, wife of Hafiz Suhail Karodia, will leave from 114 Anson Street, Robertsham, at 9:30 p.m. Janaza Salah will be thereafter, proceeding to the Avalon Qabristan. And we have another announcement, Mulana, coming from Qari Mas'ud from Mazrul Salihin. It says tonight, Qari Ayub Hisad Sab Damat Barakatuhum of Darul Ulum Zakaria will be performing Tarawih Salah at Mazrul Salihin. And Jamaat will be at 10 past 7. That is at Mazrul Salihin. Qari Ayub Hisad Sab Damat Barakatuhum from Darul Ulum Zakaria will be performing the Tarawih Salah at Mazrul Salihin. Jamaat will be at 10 past 7.
Jazakumullah, Mulana Saif Sab, 6:40 p.m. Until later on, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.